The next thing I knew, I was completely awake and more alive than I'd ever been in my whole life. It was very startling to me to go from the worst pain I'd ever experienced in my entire life, which I'd been suffering with for hours, and then all of a sudden I had gone unconscious, and then I was now conscious and alive, and I didn't have the pain anymore. And the world seemed exactly the way it does, only I was my senses were heightened. I could see better, taste better, feel better. Everything was more real than it had ever been. And in that state, I tried to communicate with my wife. She was on the other side of the bed that I had been in. I was now standing up. And she, I thought she was ignoring me because she didn't respond to me, first talking to her and then yelling and screaming at her. And then I saw that in the bed that I had been in, there was somebody in that bed whose face was turned away from me. And when I looked at the face of the person who was in the bed, it looked just like my face. But I knew that that wasn't possible, because you can't be standing up next to your bed looking at yourself. That's not possible. And so I couldn't understand how there would be somebody in my bed who looked like me. And that was very confusing and upsetting. And there was a very nice French gentleman in the other bed in this room. And I tried to speak to him, and he just stared through me as if I didn't exist. So this was just getting more and more confusing and maddening. And I didn't know what was going on.
Now, not that this should have anything to do with your death or what would happen to you thereafter, but were you an atheist prior to this happening?
Very much so. I had gone to church when I was young, but I was now 38 years old, and sometime when I was in my late teens, I had become completely disillusioned with church and religion, and when I'd gone to college, fancied myself an existentialist after Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus and stuff like that. So I'd spent 20 years of my adult life or more certain that there was no God, that there was no life after death. And that's what I believed as firmly then as I believe in God now.
You do?
Yes.
Now, Howard, when you died, and you talk about the possibility of going to this area that we have been known to call hell, what was that like for you?
In my in the room that I was in my confusion, I heard people calling me by name. And they were saying, hurry up, come with us, we have to go. And so I went over the doorway of the room, and there were a group of people out in the hall. And I said, are you from the doctor? I'm very sick, I need an operation. And they said, we know all about you, hurry up, you've got to come with us quickly. So I left the room thinking that I was going with these people to have my surgery. And they took me on a very, very long walk. And as we walked, the environment got darker, and there were no features in this environment, no stairs, no walls, no light, just sort of a gray fog that got denser and thicker and darker as we went along. And the people who I had thought were hospital personnel taking me to surgery started to get nastier and more insulting. And eventually we were in complete darkness. We had walked into this
black dark. Did you feel evil?
No. I was so unspiritual that that wasn't a concept in my, my mind. good and evil weren't, anything that I recognized.
Right.
I mean, if you'd asked me, I would have said there is no such thing as good or evil. You know? I felt afraid, which now I would recognize as an indication that evil might be present, but at the time I was just becoming increasingly afraid. And I told these people that I wasn't going to go with them any further, and they said, "You're almost there." And they began to push and pull at me, and I fought them as hard as I could. Now there were many of them, perhaps hundreds or more, and they played with me. And the play was to inflict pain on me and to make me yell and scream and to fight back, and they had a very good time playing with me. And at first it was punching and hitting and pushing and shoving, and then it was biting and tearing and ripping, and then it went from that to even worse things. And eventually I was on the ground of that place, all disemboweled, torn up. And more significantly to me, not only was I just physically in pain everywhere, but the emotional, psychological pain of having had this happen to me. And of course, I didn't know why, where I was, what was going on. It was just catastrophic, complete devastation of everything and who and what I was.